Over 200 Ukrainian refugees have requested to remain in Dublin City student accommodation until the summer to give their children time to end their school year and enable people to find places to rent. The Department of Integration has said obligations under rent pressure zone legislation means accommodation must be returned to students after 2 years. This report from our social affairs correspondent, Ava Keneally.
In like last 3 years, we were moved 6 times, and one other time we also were moved to Donegal. It was really stressful. We couldn't go to school.
Sofia Stupak fled the war in Ukraine with her brother and her mother at the age of 16. Despite being moved around Ireland over the last 3 years, Sofia managed to complete her leaving cert. She's now studying in Trinity College.
I have a brother who is 9 years old. He's right now in school, and he's pretty happy here right now. So we really don't want to be moved.
Sofia, her mother and her brother live in student accommodation at a different third level institution located in Dublin city centre along with other Ukrainian refugees. However, they've been informed by the Department of Integration that they need to leave that accommodation by March 13th. Over 200 people are affected, and that includes over 40 children who are attending local schools. Parents are pleading with Minister Norma Foley, who is the children's minister but maintains responsibility for integration until it moves over to justice, that they remain in the accommodation until the end of the school year. Here's Tatiana Atian.
I have an older daughter and a son. She is really in stress about this moving. We ask to let us stay here to the end of the school year.
Ina Matvey was a journalist in eastern Ukraine, the studios she once worked now in rubble. Her husband is one of over 70 people in the IFSC accommodation who is working.
Where live now, where work my husband, where go to school my children.
If your husband's working, has he looked at rental properties?
Yes, it's a big problem because working only my husband, and very expensive and a big problem, not program for Ukrainian people, not program.
Ina's son Matvey is 11 years old and attending one of the local national schools.
I like the school, I have many friends. I have teachers who support me. I like because it's safer.
He can't understand why third level students would need the beds in March, which is almost at the end of the third level academic year.
The students that will live in the accommodation, they are going to come next year in September. And I don't understand why we have to leave this place in March.
The reason for the move, according to the Department of Integration, is due to the rent pressure zone legislation. If dedicated student accommodation is not provided for more than 2 years, it'll be excluded from obligations under the RPZ, which means the beds need to be returned to students. Noel Wardick is the CEO of the Dublin City Community Co-op, which has been helping and supporting the refugees.
Moving up to 40, 50, 60 children out of school in the middle of a school year from primary schools and secondary schools is an absolute disaster for their education and for their ongoing development. It's absolutely unacceptable to do that. They're being asked to make their lives in Ireland, they're being asked to contribute, to get jobs, to settle, to integrate, to be part of the community, and they're making huge efforts to do that. And very often, just as that's done and that's achieved, the government decides, well, we're moving you, and you could be scattered to the four corners of this country. Like
for my brother, it's always really stressful to change schools. He cried a lot before, and it's really, you know, really don't want to do that again.
That's Sophie Stupak ending that report by Ava Keneally. And since Ava spoke to those residents, department officials have informed those continuing to avail of state accommodation will be moved to an equestrian centre in Kildare.